That's a little bit of a song that Yarraveli Tourism put together a few years ago, and I thought, oh, it's a nice little intro to this story about the Yarraveli. Now, Levantine Hill Estate in the Yarraveli was a much-lauded winner of the International Wine Challenge Awards in London recently, where the winery's 2015 Estate Syrah won three trophies, two gold and five silver medals, and it took home the prestigious Australian Red Trophy as the best Shiraz in Australia. Reporter Veronica Matheson talked to Levantine Hill Estate's winemaker, Paul Bridgman, about the winery's international success.
Paul, congratulations. You must be pretty pleased with the success of the 2015 Sierra.
Well, thanks, Veronica. It's been a terrific little pat on the back for us. You don't necessarily go out to win these things, but when you get that kind of vindication, I guess, and affirmation from external parties, it kind of gives you a little bit of a pep in your step, almost justifies what you're doing and where you're going.
It's pretty special. And did you realise that before the judging in the UK that you really had a special drop?
Well, the previous year picked up something, so the previous vintage of the same wine, the 2014 Levantine Hill Estate Syrah, picked up an international trophy in London in UK last year. And that was just something as minimal as just the world's best Shiraz.
Very minimal.
Yeah, I kind of knew from the 2015 vintage, which was an absolute cracker in the Yarra Valley, that the odds on were that we were going to make an improvement. But every year you're seeking to make improvements on what you've done last year and in every year previously. But I guess we did know that recognition, particularly internationally, makes us reassured that we're steering the ship in the right direction.
Oh, you certainly are. Did you have a big crop of Syrah grape?
We have two wines that we put out from one single block of Shiraz or Syrah, which we call it, which is what the French call the same grape. So Shiraz is Syrah is the same. We only have one 6-acre block of that, which has been used so far to make two individual wines. And from that particular vintage, 2015, they've both done pretty well. So crops are excruciatingly small. We are incredibly, shall we say, heavy-handed in absolutely knocking off any excess crop that there might be and making sure that what small amount is left is absolutely concentrated and complex and off the charts in terms of flavour and aroma and expression.
What does it mean to Levantine Hill to have these international awards?
I think for us, as I said before, it's like an affirmation in terms of style and pathway and direction of where we're wanting to head. The Yarra Valley is a cool climate region, so you'd expect different styles from what might be generalised national perception of what Australian Shiraz is. From an outsider looking in, there probably is that almost cliched version of Australian Reds, particularly Shiraz, that they're big and brutish and bruising and pretty boozy. But we're looking at something from the cooler climate that's probably more elegant, restrained, structured and perfumed, with a slow build of power and tannin just as you drink the wine rather than just being sort of smacked in the mouth by bigness and boldness straight from the get-up. It means a lot to us to know that we're on a track of affirmation of what we're doing, but also it's good to get the recognition as well.
Does it mean that you instantly jack up the prices of that particular wine?
That would be nice. Certainly the acclaim, I think, or the recognition that we got that followed from that in terms of print media and you know, now radio, and there was a little bit of television action. We were pretty much swamped by visitors, inquiries, phone orders, internet orders. So if we were that way inclined, the temptation may have been there to just kind of make hay while the sun shone, but so to speak. But I think, to be fair, you know, that's the price. It's always been the price. There may have been some that early on when we first arrived on the stage it would have said it's too much. But now I think with these kind of accolades, you can say we can feel justified that it's actually too cheap.
So what is the price right now?
At the Cellar Door in the Yarra Valley, it's $80 recommended retail.
It's a good price for a good drop.
Well, you'd hope so. I mean, if we're featuring on the international stage now, then in terms of what could be viewed as our competitors, both locally, Australian-wide, and indeed now internationally, I mean, $80 a bottle, is not very expensive at all.
It certainly isn't. Will we be seeing Levantine Hill entering more overseas wine competitions?
We have been getting a little bit active in the last sort of 6 or 8 months, and it's like we've, I'm not saying we've hit the ground running and had immediate success, but it just seems that stylistically where we're pitching and where we're batting is much more acceptable on an international stage, whereas we're not doing quite so well across the board on the national shows. They may be looking for a different outcome or a different presentation or style, but I think we've always pitched ourselves towards an international style and international palette. It just shows that we are on the right track. You would have to say, given that we've had 2 trophies in 6 months from the UK, from some of the greatest recognised international palettes getting around, that that's where we'll go. And we also had some nice news a week or so ago from the Decanter World Wine Awards, which is probably pretty close, if not one of the most prestigious wine competitions from the Decanter UK. We got 1 platinum medal and 3 gold medals, of which that 2015 Syrah was one of the gold medals. So it's with that kind of reception, you kind of think, well, why wouldn't you keep going and keep entering international shows?
Are the overseas wineries much different? Like, I know you've worked overseas a lot. Does that influence your particular style of winemaking?
I mean, we're all working with the same grape varieties that most have their home in the old world of France, Italy, Spain, etc. So we're all playing with fairly similar genetic material. It's just it's kind of that nature versus nurture thing of where the grape is grown or where the vine is grown and how it's managed within that environment and the seasonality of that kind of environment throughout its growing season is going to give you something completely different, which is never going to be able to be replicated anywhere else in the world, if that makes sense for us.
Of course it does.
Like your own little postage stamp of where this comes from. If you're in the business of making single vineyard wines, then you want your wines to look like where they come from, and you absolutely want them not to look like anybody else's. But equally, they need to be identifiable for that variety, and if you're pitching yourself onto the greatest examples of those varieties on the world stage, then there needs to be some kind of commonality between them, but also some individuality as well.
Now, Paul, I've looked at your CV, which is rather interesting. I mean, originally you started jackarooing and rock and roll. I mean, what was that all about?
I'm just a bit of a country kid, so I did farm management after high school and went jackarooing through the gap year in that, but always was interested in music and wanted to play rock and roll, but had too many friends that were starving musicians and still waiting for that break, so probably the most, if not the only, mature decision I've ever made in my life is to actually pursue something that I might really enjoy doing as a career. I still get to play a little bit of rock and roll with a bunch of mates who are also all winemakers.
Okay, what do you call yourselves, your group of winemakers who play rock and roll?
We're called the Yeasty Boys.
The Yeasty Boys, that's very appropriate.
We are very self-deprecating, but really we're actually not that bad. Well, we'd love to go on tour. If anyone from Wine Australia is listening, we'd love to play London, New York, Hong Kong, San Francisco and Paris. That'd be great.
Oh, yeah, that's a good choice of places to go. Now, back to Levantine Hill. It's much more than a winery, isn't it? You have truffle growing there too.
Well, to this point in time, we are very successful truffle tree growers. They are notoriously fussy and finicky. We haven't actually yielded the black gold from our particular plot yet, but we are hoping with the amount of management and fussing around we've done in the last 12 months, we'll actually see our first truffles in the coming week. We're really looking forward to actually finding something this year.
Oh, that should be rather exciting. And I guess some of the truffles will go to the T. Izzard restaurant there.
No doubt. Certainly got a lot of experience using it. And I think some of the earthy flavours that naturally in the Perigord truffle suit our wines very well in our savoury kind of European style. Particularly Pinot Noir, Shiraz and Cabernet-based wines, we find some really useful matches in our restaurant for the truffle.
And there's also some very high-end accommodation there.
There is, up at the weekend of the Country Shack. of the owners.
The country shack.
it has been utilised before by such luminaries as I think Sir Elton John and maybe Stevie Nicks have passed through that building at some stage.
And it's called the Homestead. That's rather grand, but it obviously is very grand with butlers and everything else that go with it, and a helicopter ride from the city.
Helicopter ride and the use of the ML Mercedes to drive around and take yourself to the Hillsville Sanctuary. And if you were so inclined to feel the need to visit any other wineries apart from Levantine while in the Yarra, then you could take a vehicle to go and do that.
And I guess you also get a chance to sip your 2015 Levantine Hill Estate Syrah.
Hopefully. You might want to be quick because it's absolutely got a rush on in the last couple of weeks. So last time I was there, we were down to the last few little floor stacks. So don't dilly-dally.
Paul, you must feel wonderful for such success. Congratulations.
Well, thank you very much, Veronica. We appreciate it.
That was Veronica Matheson with Levantine Hill winemaker Paul Bridgman speaking about international praise for the winery's 2015 Estate Syrah. You're listening to the Travel Writers Show on J-Air 87.8 FM.
House Blues by Nina Simone. And Graeme, you're just telling me that that's the gin sippers anthem.
Yeah, why not?
Well, I'm a bit of a gin freak myself, actually.
Good
I
on you.
Do quite like a gin.
We should bring a gin in here one day and just sip quietly.
So maybe our listeners missed World Gin Day last weekend, but never fear, we have all the good oil on the local award-winning Animus Distillery. Now, it was founded 3 years ago by four friends using homegrown botanicals.
Now, I have on the line Luke Jacques, who is Welcome to Travel Writers Radio, Luke. Nice to have you there. Now,
thanks for having me on the show.
That's okay. Now, last weekend, a few of us possibly missed the gin day. I don't know if it was a dry gin day or might have been a very wet gin day. At the Drinks Collective show, which was on at Melbourne Convention and Exhibition Centre, and among those exhibiting was Animus Distillery. First of all, Luke, where'd you get the name for this company from, Animus?
So Animus is